Hi everybody, this is Christopher from Neatline Antique Maps, and I'm here today to tell you about one of the most spectacular and most collectible maps ever produced. This is the Icelandia chart by Abraham Ortelius. It was initially published in his Theatrum Orbis Terrarum, but only in the addendum, which appeared first in 1587. It is a spectacular chart that is celebrated both for its design and for its accuracy. And one of the things that really makes this stand out is, of course, the sea monsters included on it. Now, sea monsters were a pretty common feature of maps in the late 16th century, but Ortelius takes it to a new level with this map. And some of these creatures are just beyond imagination, almost. Another great feature is, of course, the many decorative elements on land. The mountains and fjords of Iceland are clearly depicted. An exploding Hekla in the middle of the island shows its volcanic nature. But probably our favorite feature on land is in the lower right corner or southeastern corner, where we see a number of foxes. Now, in the description, we are told that the foxes of Iceland are particularly cunning. And so here we see them forming a rope by one fox holding another fox by the tail, which again holds another fox by the tail. And in this manner, they are supposedly lowering themselves down the steep cliffs to rob the nests for their eggs. On top, you'll find one keeping watch, and down in the sea below, a couple of foxes have been dropped and are now swimming about in the cold water. In the upper corner, upper right corner, northeastern corner, you'll see a massive ice detritus coming in from the polar region with lots of polar bears on it. Some of them are even dancing. And a bit south of that, you see a bunch of logs seemingly hitting the east coast as well, and these are this is timber coming from Norway and would have been a vital resource on an island with very few trees. Ultimately, this is just a great map because it both lives up to the most important standards of cartography, but at the same time has been produced with such exquisite beauty. The map was supposedly originally drawn by Anders Sørensen Vedel, a Danish map maker, and to you Yanks, that would be Anders Sørensen Vedel. Now, he probably got his information from an Icelandic bishop, but Ortelius converted it into this wonderful, wonderful masterpiece that in many ways is more a piece of art than a map. We hope you enjoy it.